I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. It's been 5 months since a 7.5 magnitude earthquake struck the highlands of Papua New Guinea. Powerful aftershocks made a bad situation even worse. Nearly 500,000 people were affected by the quake, and over 100 were killed. A lot of the impacted communities were in remote areas, so with landslides and damaged roads, travel was nearly impossible. Charlene Coker with Mission Aviation Fellowship says they're still doing what they can to fly aid and supplies into affected regions.
At this time, we're more in the recovery phase, so most of the supplies going out now are more for rebuilding and hygiene.
Coker says right now there's a big demand for spiritual encouragement in PNG. Along with aid, MAF is delivering Bibles to struggling communities. Please pray for safety with MAF flights and for people to find comfort in Christ. And since their inception, Mission Cry has sent over $330 million worth of Bibles and Christian books to people around the world. However, they haven't had partners to send materials to in the Middle East, but recently a door was opened for them. Mission Cry's Jason Wolford.
We have just sent $50,000 brand new of Arabic Bibles and Christian books that are now being distributed in Palestine and then also in Jordan. This is very significant because we always like to look at whatever the hotbeds, whatever is going on in the world right now, and wherever we see a lot of turmoil and problems.
Believers in Jordan and Palestinian territories are minorities and many face persecution. These Bibles and Christian books offer hope. Help give encouragement by funding projects through Mission Cry and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, current events, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.